The next patient is Antonio Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic male that is referred to the practice by Dr. Beltre. The patient had an episode of acute kidney injury, and we know that he has been recovering progressively of the kidney function, and he has decreased the creatinine that initially was 3.8 milligrams per deciliter, came down to around 2 milligrams per deciliter. The latest determination was on January 24, 2024. The concerning part is the presence of persistent proteinuria that is around 2 grams per gram of creatinine. The workup for glomerulopathy that included serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, urine electrophoresis with immunofixation, anti-GBM, C-reactive protein, antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibody, C3, C4, rheumatoid factor, kappa lambda, anti-GBM, ANCA, have been negative. ANA was positive, however, the titers were not elevated. Taking that into consideration and the persistency of the proteinuria, we are going to order a kidney biopsy. The patient was explaining in detail the reason for the kidney biopsy and who we're looking for. Number two, the patient has abdominal aortic aneurysm that is going to be repair for Dr. Hazam, H-A-Z-A-M, in Winter Haven. We are going to make Dr. Hazam aware of the proteinuria and the kidney dysfunction before the procedure due to the fact that the risk for contrast nephropathy is moderate. Period. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease already evaluated by pulmonologists who granted the clearance for the surgery. The patient had a following number. The patient had evaluation by cardiology and the clearance has been granted. We are going to see the patient after the kidney biopsy. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.